have any others.
Quick recheck, Denny.
Alrighty, go ahead, Jeff.
This Alpha Golf 5 engine Juliet, and the gentleman's name was Thomas.
I guess I just got the Tom part. Anyhow, thank you very much. Alrighty, thank you. Do we have any other later missed or new check-ins? Alrighty, if I can get my little computerized thing going here, and we'll see what we can get going here. Phil is one and done. Mr. Rodney, did you manage to stick with us this evening? KF5UZA.
KF5UZA. Well, I'm about recovered from ham holiday. I was in charge of tables, and we had 160 tables that we had to set up and take down, and had to wait on a couple of vendors to finally get all their stuff off of the tables where we could stack them up and strap them up where they could come pick them up on Monday. But was kind of surprised we didn't have more foot traffic on Saturday, but other than that, sounds like from Mark's numbers, everything was up, and hopefully next year will be even bigger and better. It's KF5UZA clear.
All right, very good. Well, I've heard nothing but good reports out of the those that were able to attend, so I'm sure all was well. So anyhow, thank you for the report and checking in with us this evening. All righty, Mr. Jeff. KD5CKK.
And Denny, and that's it. Well, today was hurricane all day, and me and Mom tried a new place and more for lunch that we probably won't go back to, and I wouldn't recommend it. But, name of the place is, I can't even think right now, but anyway, it's a sandwich shop, and like I say, I wouldn't recommend it, then, of course, Walmart, then home, and, yesterday, or Sunday, after going to the, Amfest, Saturday, I went to Dad's and watched NASCAR race, and, of course, went to dinner with Mom, and yesterday didn't do much of anything. Catch y'all up and down the band there, WA6DKD in the net, KD5CKK.
All right, Jeff, very good. Well, it sounded like you had a little busy stuff there, a lot of activity going on, and maybe it's best you don't mention the name of the restaurant you're not going back to. Or maybe, well, on second thought, maybe you could have. Oh, well. Anyhow, we know there's some sandwich shop up there that we don't need to go to. Anyhow, thank you very much for checking in here with us this evening. And let's see, Bill is one and done. And I are next, by golly, zero Band-Aid today and yesterday. But we sure made up for it the previous days. We were covered with it. We're on total abstinences of cutting on trees for a couple of days here anyway, and even handling the brush. Got my great-grandson coming over tomorrow, and I will drive only the tractor, and he will load and unload the brush, because I ain't gonna fool with it, because I need to recover. My arms look like World War III. Two and one all together. I guess that's three. Anyhow, Miss Lucky, I'm sure glad you're here. I'm kind of lonesome out here all by myself. Anyhow, up to you. KG5MXA, Lucky.
Well, good evening to Denny and the group. Yeah, I am glad to be back in town. I missed you guys last week. I was in Philadelphia for some work training, and I had a good time. I never thought I'd say this, but I think Philadelphia is even more humid than it is here. And, you know, I thought it was going to be a bit cooler, but you walk outside and break into a sweat, and oh, my gosh. But, no, it was fun. I got to eat a cheesesteak, and, you know, I can say I've done it. I think I like the steak that we have here a little bit better. But the travel went well, learned a lot, got to go up to New York City for just a couple of hours to meet a friend from mine for dinner and then come right back on the train. The trains there are certainly great, and so is the subway. You can pretty much get anywhere you need, you know, pretty much any time of the day. And they were pretty friendly and helpful, at least to me. So, yeah, had a good time, but glad to be back in town. But, yeah, I'm going to have to go ahead and go to bed here pretty soon. We're going to have some company coming into town later this week, so we're going to have to get ready for that. But good to be able to check into the net. Glad I caught you guys, and we will certainly talk to you next week. So 7-3, everybody. KG5MX8, clear.
All right, Miss Lucky. Well, sound like a good adventure there. Yeah, I also flew into Philadelphia, not this week, but in the past, and it was 90-plus degrees up there. And people were just falling down, dying everywhere. Of course, I'm kind of a desert rat anyway. And though it was a little bit sticky, I didn't mind the 90, but, man, it was sure knocking everybody down. All the locals were going down. It was rather rough. And we went out to Reading, Pennsylvania from Philadelphia. And there we did get a hold of a cheesesteak outfit, and it wasn't too bad. I think I have had better ones around here, but it was quite all right. Anyhow, thank you very much for checking in with us, and go ahead and get you some rest eye there and get ready for your company. And let's see, Mr. Bobby, what's been going on in your neighborhood, and how's that little bitty one? NE5Y, WA6DKD.
NE5Y here. Well, the little one is... She's just 7 years old, and she's whatever you expect from a seven-year-old. Well, she's been going to, she gets over here and drops off asleep watching cartoons and takes a nap, and about 10 till 11, we go over and to her swimming lessons and it's 30 minutes from about 11:10 to 11:45, something like that, and then come home and feed her, and she brings me the tablet because she does not know the code, and she's not allowed to look when I put it in. And anyway, that's what's going on with the little one. And but we're getting along fine. And I did go to the up to the hotel Saturday, Linda and I, and I sat at the scarf table there and met everybody that come in and pretty much and visited. I really didn't need anything, didn't buy anything. Sorry for the vendors that heard that, but I've just got boxes full of stuff and kept buying stuff for a long time, and some of it I never used. And anyway, I'll turn it back to you and wish everybody well. NE5Y clear.
Be very good. Well, sound like you had a good weekend anyway. Got to partake with a lot of visitation there with all the gang, and you may have disappointed a few of the sellers up there. But then I haven't heard a whole bunch of people talking about whatever it is they brought home. They're either still playing with it or haven't said anything, so I haven't heard anything about any of that. All righty, Mr. Don, glad you're back with us. I sure missed you. W5DDP, Don.
W5DDP, Don. Not much going on. Been doing a lot of PT. Finally got my prosthesis. trying to get me to walk on it. It's kind of hard, but I'm working at it. And so I don't do too much. Go and have lunch down at the senior center and go to PT and then come back home, pass out on the couch because I'm so tired. That's about it. Other than I still need some help to get that 10-meter antenna up. We'll catch you all out later on. W5DDP.
Okay, Doc Don, very good. Well, I haven't heard Harold on this evening, and I know he was kind of heading that up a bit. But anyhow, very good. Glad you've been practicing there with your walking around. And it's going to take a while, but I'll bet you get the hang of it in due course, and everything will come out a little bit all right in the end, I'm sure. Anyhow, thank you very much for checking in with us. We missed you a little bit here. Mr. Al, how about the Radio Ranch? What have you been up to? I'm sure some kind of mischief. AE5L.
Good evening, Denny, and everybody on the net. Well, the only worthwhile thing I've done lately is all my junk to and from the Hamfest. I've got some boxes of junk that I take on a field trip once a year, and now I've got to stow that back in the garage until next year. I bought a couple of things there at the Hamfest. I bought a couple of little jumper cables to allow me to hook my handy talkies up to a big antenna. Had to have one that was SMA female to SO239. The other one had to be SMA male to SO239. You know, they couldn't possibly standardize that, you know. But, you know, I'd like to take the opportunity to thank all of the people that put the Hamfest on. Rodney with all those tables, and I wish I had some gas left to help you pack up the tables, but I just really didn't by the time I got my stuff loaded. And Mark and his duties as president of the Corps this year. A show like that doesn't go on without a lot of people doing a lot of hard work. I used to work at OU in an office that put on educational conferences around the country, so I know of what I speak. So thanks to everybody that made that a success. And after the getting home from the Hamfest today, I had an appointment with the podiatrist to get new insoles in my in a couple of pair of boots. And tomorrow, I've got an appointment with the chiropractor to get my spine adjusted. And after that, I'll go have coffee with the hams and get my attitude adjusted. Anyway, that's all I know. Back to you, AE5L.
Okay, no, Cal. Very good. Sound like a lot of adjustments going on there. Feet and spine and attitude. Sound like a pleasant thing going on here. And okay, on the field day, or field day, I'm all right. Ham holiday. I was unable to attend this year. We had to stick around here. So we didn't get to go. Anyhow, thank you very much for checking in with us this evening. Well, let's go up to the northeast corner of the county here and check with Mr. No, that's Chad. Or DJ. I'm all right. KG5QEZ. DJ.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Denny. I know it's getting late, but anyway, it happens to the best of us. Anyway, I ain't done a whole lot this week. Did get a new dock box or whatever you want to call it for my fishing dock, and got that assembled, helping my 4-year-old, and it's about what it takes to do one of those. And Chinese instructions. Anyway, we got her done, got her in place using the new little cart I rebuilt a couple weeks ago with her help. We tried to put on the, she called them crazy mustaches. They were tie-down cleats, spoke cleats, and they did not work. My screws were improper, and I have yet to stop at the store and buy proper ones. But anyway, we'll get that rectified pretty soon for the crazy mustaches to install on the boat dock. Anyway, outside of that, ain't done a whole lot, and we'll turn back to the net. Thanks for doing it. KG5, KZ.
Okie doke, DJ. Sound like you got a superior helper there. And just helping you on all kinds of projects, so that's cool. And very good. Well, let's check in with Mr. Al, KJ4FUH.
Yeah, this is KJ4FUH. Yeah. Working on my brakes on my old Jeep, 16 years old, because I wanted to drive today over to Fort Smith because I get better. Anyhow, I found there was a bracket that was really badly rusted that was causing my problem. So I bought the two brackets they had here in town to try them out. I figured one bracket would fit every Jeep, but nope, not so, even on a Grand Cherokee and old one. And naturally, it's the third one that wasn't here in town. So I'm waiting until tomorrow to fix my my old Jeep, and I drove my new Jeep today about 450 miles, so this is KJ4FUH.
Okay. All kinds of fun and games there, I am sure. But, hey, I sound like you had a decent ride there. Anyway, 450 miles will certainly get it broke in going good anyway. Thank you very much, Al, for checking in with us. Mr. Elliot. If that little 2-year-old ain't running you ragged, I hope you can be with the radio for a bit anyway. KFIVMJ, Elliot.
Good evening, everyone. KFIVMJ. He is actually asleep right now, and that's kind of nice. Let's see. Yeah, the last week and a half has been a complete whirlwind. We took a family driving vacation to California and back to see my wife's sister. Spent 6 days out there doing all sorts of stuff in San Diego, the zoo, the Maritime Museum. On the way out, we saw things like White Sands, and on the way back, we saw Hoover Dam and the Grand Canyon. So we are exhausted, but it was a great trip, and I really enjoyed it. As bad of an idea as two adults and a 13-year-old and a 2-year-old in a car might be for that long, it turned out really well. So I'm happy, and hopefully we'll do it again somewhere else in the near future. Hope everybody has a good week. KF5VMJ.
All right, Al, Mr. Elliott, sounds good. Good old San Diego Zoo. It's been a little while since I've been there. That is a nice little trip right in itself right there. And okay on the Grand Canyon, and the White Sands kind of out of the way, either direction between here and San Diego. Well, San Diego, okay. You went up through Tucson and out 8, I reckon. Okay. Anyhow, still, neat trip, and White Sand is quite a surprise if you haven't seen it or understand where'd all that sand come from, but anyhow, they got a bunch of it. So I'm glad you enjoyed the trip, and everyone seemed to have survived, and that's a chore in itself. Alrighty, we'll go up to Mr. Galen, WX5MOR. Oh, he was one and done. I'm sorry. Well, we'll go down to Mr. Dave. Did you still with us, Dave? N5ZZM.
Good evening, everyone. Yeah, I'm still here. Getting ready to take me a nice 45-minute nap before I go to work. Not much going on here either. Just sleeping and going to work. Yeah, I don't know how hot or cool it was today. I have no idea. Got in here at 7 o'clock this morning. Tried to call you this morning, Denny, but I guess you were out. And I haven't been outside since. But like I said, not much. Didn't get to go to Ham Holiday. Got those vehicle troubles, although I think I found most of my problem with it. Thing is dripping gasoline. Imagine that. Well, I'm going to fix that before it before I end up in a, like, looking like a scene from a Bond movie. But hope everybody had a nice, or is having a nice evening, and enjoyed the Ham Fest. And well, I guess we're on the downhill slide into the holidays now. So hope everybody has a good night, and see you later. N5ZZM back to net control.
Okay, Dave. Well, very good. Well, I'm sorry I missed you this morning. I ended up going over to have coffee this morning and with the gang, and then coming back and went to Wally World twice. And didn't do anything outside. We're in recovery mode. Anyhow, thank you for checking in with us. And maybe I can be more attentive to the radio down the road a piece. All righty, Mr. Thomas, AG5IT, or IJ, WA6DKD.
Hello. Well, I'm kind of new to the gossip net, so not really sure 100% what to talk about.
Whatever's going on.
Well, I enjoyed Ham Holiday over the course of the weekend, picked up some new stuff. Work is kind of slowly killing me, but when isn't it? Yeah, that's really all I got.
Well, okie dokie. Very good. Well, thank you for checking in with us, and come on back. You know, you'll talk about your day and or anything you like, really. And it's quite all right. And thank you for being with us this evening. All righty, Mr. Dale, I believe. KI5ARH.
Good evening, Mr. Denny and the net and everybody out here. We went out to Ham Holiday this weekend. Friday, I went out there early and helped a bunch of the guys set up the tables and all that. So it was kind of cool. Being new to the group, I met quite a few people, which was actually really nice to kind of be able to put a face with the name and that type of stuff. And then while I was out there, I ended up losing my deerskin leather gloves, and one of the young ladies in Midwest City actually picked them up and snagged them, so I'll run out to Midwest City in the next week or so and get my gloves back. So that was actually pretty cool. I ended up finding what I'd lost out there. I went out there hoping to try to find a big, like 40 or 50 foot tall mast to put an antenna on, but nobody had them out there. I think I talked to one guy and he had like a 20 footer, but it was really fun. I enjoyed it. Went out there Saturday for a little bit. I couldn't stay too long, so I had to go back to work again that evening, but enjoyed. And that's about it. I hope everybody has a blessed week. 73
KFI ARH. Hi, Dale. Very good. Well, I'm glad you got to find your gloves again. I bet that's pretty cool. And those 50-foot masts used to be all over the place. Radio Shack had them, and hardware stores had them, and they were just everywhere. But now they're kind of scarce and hard to find. But there are a few around, but they are kind of hard to round up. You might have to improvise or come up with something a little different, I think. But anyhow, thank you very much for checking in with us, and glad you enjoyed the Ham Holiday. So let's see here. Mr. Frank, I believe, KG5 SSQ. Frank, is that? I hope I got that right. Couldn't stick with us this evening. Do we have any other late, new, or missed, or visitor check-ins that'd like to check into the net this evening? All righty, Will. We thank everyone for participating tonight. And this is, it's late at night. Thank you for participating in tonight's net, because without all of you, there is no net. Again, we wish to thank the South Canadian Amateur Radio Society for the use of their repeater. So good night in 7-3. This is your alternate host, Denny, WA6DKD. And I now return this frequency to normal amateur use, whatever that is. WA6DKD, 7-3, and keep warm, or keep cool, and keep your powder dry. Good evening.
7-3, Denny. Kilo Alpha 5. Charlie Hotel Papa.
Well, thank you, and 7-3. WA6DKD. EIJ, can you copy me this evening? WA6DKD. He gets out, but he can't hear. You're getting out fine. Getting into the repeater just hunky-dory, but are you able to hear anything?